guided by a master plan for complete domination of the Earth.
I hope you will like it.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Paranormal Hotline podcast, the weekly paranormal podcast where we discuss things that go bump and bark in the night. My name's Kaylee, and I'm joined by my co-host, Oisin.
Hello.
How are you this week, Oisin? See anything paranormal since we last spoke?
Nothing other than myself in the mirror when I wake up.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, this episode is going to be about cats and dogs and whether or not they can see ghosts. So almost anybody who's ever had a cat or a dog has a story about their pet staring at the ceiling or wall or something as if it's looking at something that they just can't see. Sometimes they'll even turn their heads like they're watching something move around the room. It's a creepy thing to experience, but does this mean that dogs and cats are more capable of seeing ghosts or paranormal entities than like we would be? Have you ever had a dog or a cat do anything like that?
My cat is very chatty.
Chatty? What's that mean?
Chatty, yeah.
Your cat has like, the mustache, doesn't it?
My cat has a mustache, yes. He's a chatty little lad. And by that I mean he meows quite a bit, but he would meow at things, like not necessarily you, I think. Like, you know, not always wanting a conversation. So maybe there's something there. Maybe I should be watching out for something.
Well, you'll know more at the end of this episode. So we know cats and dogs have like better senses than us in general. Like they can smell someone's blood pressure dropping. Some dogs can smell like cancer and stuff way before we can ever detect it. And some dogs are snitch-ass bitches that work for the police sniffing out drugs and shit. But we'll forgive them, you know, they don't know what they're doing. But can they sense ghosts? So on today's episode of the podcast, I'm going to take you through some stories involving dogs and cats encountering ghosts and try to get to the bottom of why animals are kind of more likely to see ghosts. Have you ever watched the TV series My Cat from Hell?
Yeah, in passing. I don't think I've ever sat down and watched one episode to another.
Yeah, me neither.
Or one into the next.
But like, yeah, it's like a magical show. It's like I've never seen anybody being able to train a cat like this before. Like, cats usually just do whatever the hell they want. They're just not motivated by anything. And this guy, Jackson Galaxy, he's the cat trainer on the show. He can basically make a cat do whatever the hell he wants. Like, it's pretty much paranormal of its own right because it doesn't make any sense.
See, that's the bit I kind of miss because I normally get only catch the start. So I just see, like, some hell cat.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
that's all.
Genuinely
just
possessed.
You just turn it off then.
Or in tongues. That's when I turn it off. That, like, I've gotten my entertainment. My money's worth is there. I switch, you know, I'm watching How It's Made.
Yeah. I want to see Gordon Ramsay versus these cats. He tries to run a kitchen, the cats are the chefs, and he's screaming at them, and they're tearing shit up. That'd be great.
Oh my God.
That would be like peak daytime TV. But I don't think there's a single person on Earth who understands cats as more than this man. And he has said that cats have evolved to sense things that we as humans can't. Their eyes can see perfectly with the smallest bit of light, and they can hear 6 to 8 times better than we can. And their whiskers are designed to detect everything from temperature changes to air current changes. Did you know that?
I knew that they were kind of like there for detecting. I always thought it was like they could kind of judge whether or not they could fit inside something.
Yeah,
by
yeah.
Like if their whiskers touch. But I didn't know that they could like...
Yeah, it's literally like they can detect...
The temperature.
Temperature changes and air current changes. So if like the air pressure changes or something, the cat's whiskers sense it and they're like, something fucky's going on. That's
little
so cool.
Radar beast.
But he does believe that cats can kind of sense paranormal stuff. And he's like, he's the cat guru. He's just like, he knows everything about cats. My cat is actually sitting in a chair across from me right now as I'm reading this. And she's sleeping.
Oh, hi, Pooka.
She's sleeping. Don't wake her.
Oh, hi, Pooka.
Yeah, so cats are basically like little like ghost-seeking machines just built into one little creature. Like, everything that you'd normally see in ghost hunting website or ghost hunting shows is, like, air temperature, you know, pressure, low light, lighting, or, you know, infrared, you know,
PK
cats
meter.
They just got all that built into them, you know? They're just, like, little cat ghost hunting machines. Also, I gotta say, I did not realize how many cat websites there were. I mean, it makes sense, but I was also still surprised how many of them there were and how many people just straight up had conversations with their cats, as in, like, talks to their cats.
I'm pretty sure that's all the internet is. Like, it's just cats going tubes.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, this was weird, man. I don't think, but like, I've spoken to my cat, but I've never gotten a response to a conversation.
I've got a back and forth. That's what I mean. Like, he's a little chatty lad. Like,
he answers you?
Yeah, he answers.
What's he say, though? See, it's not a conversation.
Yeah, man. I suppose.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
You get a vibe, you know? I know when he's...
That's paranormal, Ashin. You're talking to your cat. Goddamn. We should bring him on for an interview.
Yeah, we can interview him.
One website I was on was like, cats... Can cats see ghosts? I don't know, so I asked my cat.
.com?
And then the cat gave a long answer, and it's like...
What sort of answer does the cat give? Like,
no, but like these people are actually talking to their cats. Like, it's like you know, the mediums can speak to the dead. There's some people who are like animal whisperers can speak to animals. It's like Elijah Thornberry from the Wild Thornberries. She could speak to animals. There's some people who can do that apparently, and that is news to me. But yeah, apparently the cats can talk to ghosts because. In a world where you can speak to your cat, the cat talking to a ghost is not that weird. But there are tons of videos online of cats being spooked by things or being pushed or pulled by something that you can't see. There are so many ghosts committing animal abuse and just getting away with it. Like, I've literally seen videos of like a cat just like casually walking across a room and it just gets launched into the air, like something just punted it across the room.
Have you ever seen them, like, getting spooked by cucumbers?
Oh, yeah, I have seen that. That's really funny.
I'm not sure if it's similar, but they just, like, they
take
off.
Well, this is, like... I know they jump when they see the cucumber.
Yeah, I know. It's a jump. It's a definite jump.
This is more like a... Like, they'll be turned upside down. They'll get hit so hard or whatever.
Whoa.
There's really weird videos online of it. Why do ghosts hate cats so much? I don't get it. The only thing about cats being scared by things like this is that, like, cats can't really fake it. Like, if a person is being kicked by a ghost or something, like, they can lie about it, but a cat's not going to lie about it. They don't know what the fuck's going on. They have no understanding
that's
of
what
it.
Yeah. As far as we know.
Well, yeah, that's true. One story I read about a cat says, my childhood cat went into the utility room and just sat staring at his glass food dish, which then proceeded to violently explode into smithereens, covering the whole room. The cat was unharmed.
What? Is the cat, like, a scanner?
I don't know if the cat, like... was looking at a ghost smash his bowl, or if the cat did it with its mind, you know?
Yeah, telekinetic cat.
That would be the worst thing ever. That would be just such a cat thing to do, too, wouldn't it? Just fucking shit with its mind.
It's like, you know, you see them knocking things down, like they stare at you and they knock a glass off the table. It's like, it doesn't even have to, just across the room.
It's like that song from Matilda starts playing the do-do-do-do-do-do, but it's just a cat exploding shit. Dogs are another thing.
They are. They are different to cats.
But a lot of people are skeptical about dogs, which I find kind of strange. But I think the reason why people believe cats are a little bit more mysterious and spooky is probably because of Egyptian mythology. Like,
that makes sense.
Everybody learns as a kid that cats were, you know, gods in Egypt, basically.
They mummified them.
Yeah, and in the Egyptian mythology, like, cats could communicate with the dead. That was just a thing that they could do. So it's kind of... I feel like there's an image put into our heads that cats are, like, paranormal. But dogs are just, like, dumb dogs. They're not really paranormal in any civilization that I'm aware of, anyway. One of the first things that comes to my mind when dogs see ghosts is the Greyfriars Bobby. Have you ever heard of that?
He's in Edinburgh, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He's a terrier who became well-known in 19th century Edinburgh.
I rubbed the statue's nose.
Did you? That's so cool.
I did.
He spent 14 years guarding the grave of his owner until he died in January of 1872. And yeah, there is a statue of him built because he's just the best dog ever.
Mm-hmm. He's the best. He is the goodest boy.
Yeah. He's an adorable little pup who didn't want to abandon his owner even after he died. And locals in the area would come and feed the dog and stuff, but he just wanted to stay by the graveside. Do you think, like, I don't know, because I can't imagine the dog would have much awareness of where the body was put. Do you think he was kind of, like, attracted to the spirit, maybe, of his owner? Or because I can't imagine it would know his body was there. Like, he couldn't smell it under the dirt or anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you know, dogs have a very powerful sense of smell.
Yeah.
But, like, so... I suppose if you were put in the ground fresh, there's a chance the dog be smelling you. But then, like, when your body decomposes, yeah. or even if, you know, if you're in, even if you're in a casket, you don't get eaten up, like, the smell has to stop eventually.
Yeah. So, especially after 14
I don't know.
Years.
Yeah, so, you know, either the dog gets used to it or what, but, like, I don't put it past animals to be able to grieve like that, you know?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's horrible. Yeah, that's sad. I'm not going to go into it because it's sad.
Want to try making edibles, but you're not sure where to start? Or you love to experiment in the kitchen, but you could use some inspiration? Join me, Marge, host of Bite Me, the show about edibles. I help cooks make great edibles at home. Each episode, I walk listeners through a cannabis edibles recipe that I've tested in my own kitchen. Or learn alongside me as I interview professional chefs, culinary cannabis experts, and edibles enthusiasts. Whether you're seasoned or just getting into edibles, there's always more to learn about making great edibles at home. Tune in for fun and informative episodes every Thursday on your favorite podcasting app or at bitemepodcast.com, and stay high, friends.
It's definitely not the only story of dogs doing that either, though.
No, it's not. Yeah, there's a few stories of it. But usually they do stick around the graveside. Like, I'd understand one thing if it was, like, the dog refused to leave the house, or, like, some of the stories are like, oh, the owner went away to war and never came back and the dog wouldn't leave the train station or something like that, you know?
Where they last saw him, sort of thing.
Yeah. But yeah, this story is from a Reddit post about a paranormal dog experience. So I'm going to read that out now. We have a dog. He used to sleep outside, but after a few days of rainy nights in August, we allowed him to sleep inside. Additionally, he barks at practically everything that passes in front of our house at night. So to shut him up, we kept him in. We used to have a collar and leash to keep him in place at night. Finally, I relented and brought him upstairs to sleep. No collar, no leash. It stopped the whining. But here's the thing. Quite literally, every night at 3 a.m, our dog gets up and does an inspection of all the rooms. Not before 3 a.m, not after. Our bedroom doors are always open, so he has free access all around. If he happens to be sleeping on someone's bed, he gets restless, waking up the person, and wants to be let down. At 3 a.m, like clockwork, he wakes up. When we let him down, he goes room to room, then sleeps in the doorway of my parents' room. So this dog is just getting up and staring at doorways at 3 a.m. exactly.
Oh boy, 3 a.m.
That's a bit weird. Like, every 3 a.m. Especially because 3 a.m. is supposed to be, like, the witching hour. I know we covered it in another episode in detail if anybody wants to go take a look at that. But, like, it's weird. Do you think he's getting up and following something? Or do you think he just has, like, an eternal clock to just check the house?
I don't know. I know dogs are very protective.
Yeah, they are.
So, like, for whatever reason, it probably is to make sure everyone's safe.
Do you think he's hearing something or seeing something, though?
That's another thing. Like, dogs can, like, from a skeptical side of this, dogs can hear things, you know, that we can't hear. They have a higher frequency range.
Yeah.
So, like, there could be something going on that we can't hear, people don't hear, that's setting the dog off. But also, yeah. I just think, like, internal clockwise, just as much. It is still incredibly, like, strange. But again, like, I think dogs, like, it's not the only story of a dog checking rooms at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, this is another story from Reddit. As a teenager, my best friend would come over and play the Ouija board with me. One day, we decided to play at his house, and we summoned the spirit of a little boy named John. We thought nothing and ended the game. My best friend walked me home, then we got to my place, we decided to play again. We did this outside, and my dog Lucky joined us. He laid at my feet while we played. Well, we summoned a spirit, asked for his name, and we started to spell J-O-H-N, John. Sorry to break up the story here, but why is it always John? I can't count the number of times I've seen John come up on a Ouija board. I just feel like it's the most generic, simple, small name that can ever come up. But it's always John.
Maybe, like, does it come, like, pre-packaged with the John? Like?
It comes, yeah, pre-installed with the John ghost every time.
I'm picturing, like, Lucky the dog, hands on the little...
Oh my god, yeah, just a dog's hand on the
hands,
Ouija board.
Paws even. Paws. Just like, woo, you know?
He's like, run. He speaks like Scooby-Doo.
Also, how like casual is that? Like, yeah, we just summoned the spirit of a boy called John.
Some
then we called
just,
it a day. We didn't take any notice of.
Some people just do that, though. They just play the Ouija board for fun. Like, some people do it by themselves and everything. I couldn't do that. But right when we were at the inn, Lucky jolted up and started barking into the darkness of a long, empty corridor. He goes crazy, as if he was about to attack. Lucky never, ever barked, and he was the most docile shih tzu you'd ever meet. Sorry. Tonight, though, he was in attack mode. My best friend and I immediately stopped and burned the board. We never played again. A lot of other freaky shit happened. I lived across the street from a cemetery. I don't think living across the street from a cemetery or living near a cemetery is going to affect paranormal activity in the house at all. Even if you're on a Ouija board, I don't think any spirits would go there. It doesn't make any sense because it's not attached to your body anymore. Why would you want to haunt a cemetery? It's the most boring place ever.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to haunt there, but like the dog at the grave, is a ghost going to hang around their own grave?
Yeah, that's true too. That's a good point. I didn't even think of that.
Unless, now this is a good one. This is like Greyfriars Bobby.
I'm ready.
What if the owner really loved the dog too? And like, because that's where the dog was showing up, that's where he went. He was haunting his own dog.
The dog was haunting him and he was haunting the dog.
In a pleasant way.
That's beautiful. Yeah, but nope, I would not be okay with that, especially if I had a docile dog, like a calm dog.
Yeah, no, that's strange.
That would just go fucking bonkers. No.
Like, dogs have like a mood a lot of the time. You know,
yeah,
like,
they have personalities.
You know your dog like over time, and then like when a dog acts up, like you're like, oh, why is my dog out of sorts? Like,
yeah, yeah.
I definitely think that, you know, they're seeing things. A dog and a cat will have different like approach to it, a different vibe.
Oh, definitely. Although sometimes, like, if the cats are getting kicked and shit, that's not really fair. But I feel like that's kind of an old-fashioned approach to cats. Like, I feel like
kicking them.
Yeah, like if you go back like 100 years or whatever, old men would just like, you know, there's the cat, boot.
Oh, boot! Give boot the cat. Spit at the cat. Yeah.
Spit at the cat and shit like that. You know, they were, even though they were great because they stopped, you know, they stopped infestations of rats and stuff and stopped diseases. Yeah,
they're like unsung heroes.
Yeah. And they were just getting kicked and spit on and shit. Jesus.
Yeah.
Even in like Tom and Jerry, like in the cartoons, like his owner used to come in with the brush and just beat the shit out of him for chasing a mouse.
Justice for Tom.
Your dog ever do anything weird?
I've had a few dogs. Other than just like, you know, attempting the stairs and falling down it. I don't think.
Wow, they say dogs take after their owners, but
this is not the time for Ocean lore.
Just falling down the stairs, that's the most paranormal thing your dogs have ever done.
I'm trying to think. Actually, me and my brother one night, this is not one of our dogs, but it's a good story. We were walking up up our lane, you know, the houses on it.
Yeah.
And we live in the middle of nowhere, so, you know, it gets very dark and you can see all the stars and this and that. But we're walking up the lane and we're walking past a house and we just noticed the house has like skylights, and obviously there's like an attic room or something because the skylight is open, and just standing there with his head just stuck out and staring us down is just like their dog, but unblinking, the head isn't moving, like you know, when whatever way the light was, it was catching in the, you know, the eyes, and you know, like cats and dogs, their eyes can glow.
Yeah.
It's just that.
God, that sounds terrifying.
So we were like, what are those dogs? Like, oh, it was...
The Pennywise music playing.
I'll see if I can dig out the... We took a photo of it. I'll see if I can dig it out and send it to you. It was... It's so good. But yeah, it was a genuinely, like, it spooked us for a minute.
Apparently, babies can see ghosts kind of the same way the cats and dogs can. Like, I know when my brother was a baby, he used to just stare at the ceiling in my grandparents' house and just, like he was watching somebody walk around. He was just looking around at the ceiling.
Yeah, I've seen a few videos that they're like, you know, kids say the darndest things, and it's there like just the kid is just going like, oh yeah, there's my friend, and like it's like a vent or something.
Yeah, kids say a lot of terrifying shit like that.
You know, and it's just like nightmare stuff. I have a hot take. All right, so back to cats. What do we know about cats? We know at least two things about cats. Actually, three things. First of all, they have four legs most of the time. Right. But then, second of all, they were worshipped by the ancient Egyptians. We said that earlier.
Yeah.
And then third of all, they have like this attitude like you owe them something.
Yeah.
You know, they have this superiority complex. What's up with that? And they're also super lazy. You know, cats are exhausted the whole time. They rest, they lie down, all that. Yeah. Why is this? Been thinking.
All right.
So, cats, they can perceive higher dimensions.
Right.
And there is all this, like, there is extra dimensional stuff and it's wanting to get us constantly. Horrendous entities.
Okay.
But that's what cats are for. Cats protect us from that.
I'm picturing that scene from, you know, Brendan Fraser's The Mummy, where he's like, look what I got.
Yes.
He shoves the cat in the mummy's face.
It's like that. But we can't even perceive it. So, like, cats just, like, you know, launch their spirit form out into, like, the upper dimensions. And,
like in Insidious, they're going into, like, the other realm. They're astral projecting.
I think so. Is that the one with like Tiny Tim playing in the background?
Yes, that's the
okay.
One.
Yeah, kind of like that. But even more like metaphorical. So like cats are like launching a crusade through there, and they're keeping us safe. And that's also why, like, you know, cats are like, we like, they're lucky. Less bad things happen to you when cats are around. So cats are off expending all of their energy off in the higher dimension, protecting us, keeping us safe. And then we don't know about that, but the cat is like, you owe me for this. And that's why they're tired. And that's why, you know, the Egyptians treated him right.
Okay, okay.
But that's why, you know, they feel like we owe them. And that's why they're assholes. But I love cats. So keep fighting the good fight, you cats out there.
Where does it stop, though? Is it just domesticated cats? Or is it like tigers and shit?
Yeah, I'm sure like the jungles are safe too.
Okay, I'm sure there's no demons in the jungle.
Yeah. I don't know if demon's the right word, but yeah.
Do you ever wonder though, like, right, so you know when you have a cat, right?
Yeah.
They knock shit off of counters and they go running around, like running up the stairs, running down the stairs, banging on doors.
Yeah.
They leave foul smells because they're always shitting all over the place. I'm pissing, and it smells like ammonia.
Yes, well, it is.
Do you think that instead of demons being real, also scratches too, because people, you know, get scratched to shit when you have a cat. Do you think instead of demons existing, it's really just a cat ghost? Because if you look
possible.
At like...
Very possible.
A lot of, like, taking, for example, the Sally House, which is like supposed to have a demonic entity inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Things were getting knocked around. Doors, people were seeing like black shapes moving around, you know. One of the owners was experiencing scratches, like scratches all down his back, three scratches, like a devil scratch. Is it just the ghost of a cat? Because everything that a cat does is exactly what a demon does.
It could well be. When a cat scratches me, like even lightly, I always get like raised,
gets inflamed,
like red marks.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Nothing else I get that from.
Yeah, me neither. That happens to me too.
And I'm not like allergic to cats or anything.
No. But also, when you have a cat in the house, so I have a cat, and I often hear her running around and knocking things over. And sometimes I hear something and I'm like, that sounded unusual. I can just be like, it was probably just the cat, and then forget about it. And I don't have to worry about a ghost, because I'll just blame the cat for it.
The cat, like, keeps my worries free, like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Is it an intruder? No, it's probably just the cat.
Just the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
don't need to reach for the hurley like.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, that's everything we have time for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. And if you have any paranormal stories about cats or dogs, let us know at paranormalhotlinepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.